RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Water everywhere and not a drop to drink. I know you've heard that phrase before. I don't remember if it was in a movie or where I heard it, but and it's true to some degree, because when you take a look, and I mentioned this in a previous session, if you take a look at our waterways, they're really not that healthy. In fact, I can remember, God, I got to go back. Let's see, my company is now 31 years old, so I'm going to go back 37 years ago when I lived in Florida. I lived in Coral Springs, but I was a traveling salesman and I traveled, you know, the entire state. And I go down to Miami, and every now and then I watch the guys, you know, if I was killing time, fishing in the Miami Bay. And I stopped one day because I saw some guy hauling out a nice sized fish. And I, you know, I said, "Hey, how's the fishing here?" He says, "It's really good, but these fish are really sick. Look at this." And what he showed me were fish with tumors. And I remember reading years later, maybe about 10 years ago, in the Parade magazine that you get on Sundays in the newspaper, there was a whole article on there about how toxic the waterways are, and to such a point that so many of the fish were becoming not necessarily genderless, but they were showing up with the sex organs of both male and female. Well, with all the toxins we have in our environment, and with all the toxins that are in the water, because we're urinating in the water, we're urinating our drugs in the water, we're dumping our stuff in the water, it can't be purified out. Now, my guest would probably have told you to look at filtration systems, and there are some decent ones out there. We actually have one in our house. However, even with that, we distill our water. Okay? And I recommend distilled water to everybody. And people will say to me, "Well, you know, distilled water leaches out your minerals." No, it really doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is because one of the roles of your kidneys is to ensure that you do not waste nutrients that you need. Your body is divine. Your body is intelligent. It's smarter than what's going on between our ears, because what's going on between our ears is manipulated by marketing, by advertising, hell, by people like me giving you information. And if you accept it without challenge, and I always tell people when I do consumer lectures, I say, "Don't believe a word I've said." How's that for a statement? I'll say it to you. Don't believe a word I've said. Put it to the test. And when you do, you will discover two things. Number one, not only did I tell you the truth, it works. Going to do for you, aside from you healthy, it's going to give you more confidence in your own abilities to heal yourself. Remember, the name of the show is The Healthy Self. Well, if you break that down, it's truly heal thyself. And that's what this is about, giving you information to help you heal yourself. So I would say to you, the first place to go, if you can afford it, is to get yourself a water distiller. There's a company out there, and I'm not prone to recommending companies, but we've had a MIDI still. In fact, I just rebuilt mine. I put in a new heating element and a new safety switch because one of them was bad, and since my unit was like 30 years old, I figured, you know, it's time for a new heating element. And I've rebuilt both of my, I have two distillers, one for each house. Originally, I gave that distiller to my in-laws, who gave it to my children, my daughter, when they passed. So my daughter got it. We got it back because they got their own. Anyway, I would recommend a water distillation process. There may be something less expensive than the midi still, which is made by pure water. Go online, see what's available. But that would be the first. The next would be a really complicated water filtration system, something that would do reverse osmosis, something that would have a super fine micron level filtering system. That way it'll get out the large molecules and pieces that won't fill that filter, and that will give you a cleaner product. In life, you always want the cleanest product that you can. You know, this takes me to a statement that I was doing a training at a store in Oklahoma, and the friend, and I may have told you the story before, I tell stories. They're all true, and I have a lot of stories. The friend of the owner was a minister, and one of his other ministers had said to him, you know, you're so into health, why don't you talk to us about health? And he said to me after the training, he said, Michael, you know, I would love to share some of this information, but I have no idea of how to get started. My answer to him was, go to the parable about Jesus changing the money changers out of the temple courtyard. Well, remember, you're taught that the kingdom is within and your body is the temple. So who are the money changers in the temple courtyard? Junk food. If you're putting that stuff, and that's giving it a nice nomenclature, if you're putting that stuff into your body, you are harming yourself. Why are you harming yourself? Because there is so much garbage in that food, and those toxins are in your bloodstream, and is using that as building material. So, from a different point of view, you're eating yourself into an ugly death versus a vibrant passing. We're all going to go, there's no doubt. However, how we go and how long we live with vibrance and intelligence and active mind all depends upon our diet. I'm going to say, you know, it's the old 80-20 rule. In business, we say 20% of your customers will give you 80% of your revenue. 20% of your products will give you 80% of your revenue. 20% of the food you eat will give you 80% of the health. Or if you reverse it, if you're eating 80% junk, guess what? You're only going to have 20% health. So look around. You know, we've talked before in different sessions about cleaning up the diet. I've talked in different sessions throughout the many sessions that I've done about cleaning up your thoughts. Really examine some of the concepts that you work with. And I know how hard it is to change your diet, because what most people don't know is that they are emotionally attached to their foods. That's why McDonald's sells you a happy meal. You really want to be happy? Change your diet. Understand your emotional attachments to all the foods that you like. See if you can find a clean alternative that will be beneficial for your system and not detrimental. Toxins kill. I don't care whether you eat them, drink them, or breathe them, or apply them to your skin. Toxins corrupt. And you want to eliminate as much corruption from your system so that you can have a fantastic, vibrant, and healthy life. And you can be as upbeat as the music. My name is Michael Schwartz. You've been listening to Radio MD. Stay well.